Last year here in downtown St. Louis, there was a movie being shot, a major motion picture called Bill, starring Aaron Eckhart. They finished their filming here in about 6 or 7 weeks, and then I don't know what happened in the movie. I guess it's supposed to come out sometime this year, but I haven't heard much about it. I can tell you, having walked over to the set to interview Aaron Eckhart and some of the producers and other people involved there, it's cool being around a movie set, which they were shooting, right, by the way, right at the corner of, I think, Market and 7th downtown in the Gen America building. And they were doing it while traffic was going by and using local St. Louisans as some of the extras, and some of the people who work in the film industry here were on the cruise. And I came back on the air that day, having been out there in the middle of the day before we went on the air. I came back and talked about it and how great it would be if we could get more movies to be made here. Missouri has never really been a movie-making capital. Yes, you had Kurt Russell escaping from New York, shot here instead of in New York, and other movies have been made here, but I don't think there are enough.
Yeah,
and
Kevin Pollak's movie coming up.
Kevin Pollak is going to be doing 3 nights in August, the Buzz Bissinger book. He has been talking to Tony La Russa. In fact, we talked to Kevin about that on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was here for the last season, and he'd be back in May to do more on that movie. I hope that they shoot a lot of it here. Of course, the old Busch Stadium where that story took place doesn't exist anymore, so they're going to have to do some of that on some Hollywood soundstage. But I just think it would be cool and also financially beneficial for us to have more movies here. Well, there's an effort to make that happen, but that effort, of course, has been blocked by a politician with an agenda. And so I've asked a guy from the local film community to come on and talk about this. His name is Brent James. He's worked on movies like Game of Their Lives, the soccer movie, which was here in town, and Saving Shiloh. He's worked on music videos for Nelly and Murphy Lee. He's worked on Budweiser commercials. He's worked on political commercials on both sides of the fence. He was on the Carnahan for Senate campaign commercial and on an Ashcroft for Senate campaign commercial. Brent, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks.
And you're actually out now doing scouting for another project, right?
Yeah, we're location scouting for a movie called The Candle Room. It's got Burt Young from the Rocky movies, James Russo, Edward Furlong, Clayne Crawford, and others. And we're out scouting locations today.
And when is that scheduled to start filming here?
We're starting on the 18th, and we'll shoot for 3 weeks in St. Louis.
Okay. Now, there's a bill in Jeff City that would up the tax credits that are offered to movie producers from Hollywood or from independent studios to come to Missouri.
And would be eligible for any Missourian to get the tax credit, too. Missouri producers are as welcome as anybody else to that money, yes.
How much are the tax credits now?
Right now, the total tax credit amount that they can award is $1.5 million.
Last year, how long did it take for that money to be used up?
It was gone quickly. It was gone, let's see, I guess actually movie shot throughout the year. So we did finish up with a movie, Alice, in November, but that money was allocated really early. This year, the money really didn't even make it. If you had a project that you were applying for in 2007 and had not talked to them at the tail end of 2006, the money was already allocated at least tentatively by the end of 2006, and definitely by February 2007, everybody was in line with their tax credits, including this movie I'm on now, The Candle Room, to get their portion of the tax credits.
And if there's that kind of demand, that tells me that there are millions of dollars being left on the table that could be coming to Missouri that end up going elsewhere.
It's astounding. The figure that Jerry Jones at the Film Commission has been talking about in relationship to this bill of money this year alone in production that has been interested in inquiring about tax credits in Missouri, $52 million in production funds.
$52 million that could come here if there were tax credits offered?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, when people hear this sort of thing, people get a little wary about this sort of thing. You know, they're sick of hearing about TIFs. They're sick about hearing about tax breaks for millionaires and all that sort of stuff. But talk to me about the economic impact of a movie coming here. What kind of return do we get on our money?
2-to-1. You cannot. The bill allows the producer to get a tax credit up to one half of their production value. So if I have a $1 million movie, I have to be making a movie that is at least $2 million. So you're getting, like I say, a 2-to-1 benefit for that. And the unique thing about the film industry, unlike tax credits that go to build a shopping mall in Crestwood or a biotech firm in Kansas City area, the movies have been shot everywhere in this state, from Fayette outside of Columbia to Kansas City to St. Louis to Springfield. They not only benefit people like myself and the film crew that I'm out with today, Missourians, of course, but the hotel operator in downtown St. Louis or the caterer in Pacific, Missouri, who wouldn't have that business. So it the economic impact is significant. It's not tied to any particular geographic area, and it's not really limited to film industry folk. It's service providers that run the gamut.
Talking with Brent James, who works in the film industry here in St. Louis and throughout Missouri. It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Okay, so there's a bill in the pipeline now that would raise that tax credit that's available to producers who are going to make movies in Missouri. It's now $1.5 million. The bill would raise it to $10 million a year, which still wouldn't cover all of the people who want to make movies in Missouri, but at least it would be an increase. But there's a politician from Kansas City by the name of Trent Skaggs, who's getting in the way of this thing. And tell me how.
Well, he's offered an amendment to the tax credit bill. And the amendment that he's offered would make these tax credits available only to producers whose projects espoused Missouri values, respected the sanctity of life, did not have excessive violence or drugs or sex depicted in those movies. I just don't know where to begin on that. I mean, first of all, it's just so vague as to be laughable as to what, you know, Missouri values we're talking about. It would certainly make this bill untenable for any producer who would come here. And it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with Missouri values. It's knowing what that is. I mean, do I know that I'm not going to lose my tax credit because I, you know, something is contrary to that very vague notion? So it's a killer. It's just a killer for any production company that would want to come here to put that in there.
Is that because they wouldn't know what would be the thing that would tip the scales against them?
I think that's a part of it. And I think it's also the fact that when you look at the movies that make money, they do oftentimes, not espouse, but they certainly depict violence. They certainly depict sex. They certainly depict some of the more unsavory aspects of life, but you know, if you think about it, it would also prohibit movies from being made, like, you know, something like Hotel Rwanda, which was about the Rwandan genocide. I mean, I think those are pretty important movies, just because they have violence in them. But you know, I suppose maybe To Kill a Mockingbird couldn't be made in Missouri because of that prohibition against violence. There's a rape and a murder in that movie. You know, it's a crazy, crazy offering by Representative Skaggs, I think.
Here's the other part that drives me crazy about this, and we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when there was a push by the FCC and Congress, which is still underway, to possibly regulate violence on television the way they regulate sexual and profane content, or want to anyway. And of course, we've seen a lot of that since Nipplegate a couple of years ago with Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. Now they want to do the same thing with TV violence. And for all of this, I say this is not the government's job. First of all, I don't know who has made them the moral censors of America, because that's what this is. And I would wonder who Representative Skaggs would say would make these determinations about what fits Missouri values and what does not.
Well, I don't think there's any mechanism in that amendment that establishes a body to make those decisions. Again, that makes it pretty untenable as a piece of legislation. But I think if you also look at box office results from movies that are in Missouri that you know, have sex violence or other you know, unsavory conduct, they're probably in line with box office revenues from every other state in the nation. And so I don't know that Missourians don't value, it to some degree, movies that have some of those aspects in them. So it's hard to say even what, you know, what people in Missouri think about those movies. They're certainly buying tickets to them.
You know, this morning I watched the trailer online for Die Hard 4. Bruce Willis has come back with his John McClane character, and the trailer for it is all about explosions and shooting and punching and blood and you know, terrorist acts and saving people's lives. And of course, he comes out as the hero at the end. I don't think I'm spoiling it for anybody by telling you.
Live Free or Die Hard.
Exactly. At the end, that's what's going to happen. That movie is going to make a ton of money, and a lot of Missourians are going to go see that movie. There will be millions of dollars coming out of Missourians' pockets to pay to go see Die Hard 4. But under this bill, Die Hard 4 could not have been made in Missouri, right?
That's correct. That's my understanding. And you know, I mean, I hope Representative Skaggs understands. I mean, it is all pretend violence. I mean, it is entertainment. It's,
yeah, these aren't snuff films.
I mean, and again, it would regulate a movie such as Munich, you know, which was a historical account of the events of the 72 Olympics. I assume documentaries, which would be eligible for funding that might portray some of those things, would also be ineligible. I think the worst aspect of this is from what I understand, is this really is understood by Representative Skaggs, and I guess those are in his camp, to be, you know, the deal breaker that it is. And the one of the purposes behind it is to put it out there for a vote, to allow somebody to wag their fingers at those people who would vote against this amendment, and to be at a later time able to argue how you're against Missouri values and you don't value the sanctity of life.
I can see that now in a campaign. John Jenkins voted against Missouri values.
Exactly.
That would be the campaign commercial right there.
Well, I don't understand who gets their fingers wagged at him, because he's not a statewide, he doesn't hold statewide office. I don't know, you know, where that comes into play, even if it was, you know, I don't think it's an effective political ploy.
No, but that doesn't mean, and it does, you know, it would still be dirty politics, and it would still be out there, and they would still use it as part of their campaigns. Nobody would step up and say, you know what, I voted for freedom. That's what I voted for. I voted for constitutional freedom. That's the most important thing in the United States of America. It's what we stand for, head and shoulders above the world. That's what I stood up for, as opposed to your artificial designation of Missouri values, which you can't even define for me.
Well, I would agree with you, and I'd also say that it's, you know, full employment and high-paying wages is a pretty good value to espouse, and this bill would put money in people's pockets, without a doubt. There has been a lot of controversy about some of these tax credits in other areas being abused, and there's been some litigation and lawsuits, criminal as well as civil. But this comes and goes in 6 months in the life of the movie production. There's auditors at the Film Commission that look over these accounts and make sure the money is spent in Missouri. It's very well administrated. And it's an automatic increase in revenue as a result of these productions that, you know, like I said, about a 2-to-1 ratio versus the tax credit. In some cases, like Game of Their Lives, they spent, you know, almost $20 million in Missouri, and they, you know, they didn't get nearly that in a tax credit. So there's a big impact.
These companies are coming in. They're staying in our hotels. They're eating in our restaurants. Their people are driving our rental cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, they're employing people. And you're right. It's about jobs for people like you and others. You know, I'm not in the film industry. I don't make a penny off of it. You do for a living. That's why you're advocating for it. I'm advocating for it because I hate it when politicians think they know better than us what makes entertainment in America, when in fact, this guy, Skaggs, knows nothing about what entertains America. He only cares about his political agenda. It's a great story, Brent, and I thank you for sharing it with me this afternoon.
Sure, I'm glad for the opportunity.
Brent James, who's a filmmaker and works on films here, not only in the St. Louis area, but throughout Missouri, is out right now working on scouting locations throughout the area for a new movie called The Candle Room, which will be made later this year, and we'll keep you posted on that as well.